Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I know we've been having rough times lately, and I know you've been thinking about leaving me too. But I hope you don't, baby. I hope you don't. Girl,
I'm not going nothing no more.
Thank you for stopping by Poetry After Six with your host, my handsome, handsome friend, Dre the Doctor, and this is Mother of Six, and you can find us again on Saturday night here on Blog Talk Radio between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. See you there. Thank you for stopping by Poetry After Six with your host, my handsome, handsome friend, Dre the Doctor, and this is Mother of Six, and you can find us again on Saturday night here on Blog Talk Radio between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. See you there.
I love the whole poetry. You can go passionate, you can go spiritual, you can go real, you can go sweet, you know what I'm saying, the dynamics of it. I mean, I love it being such a, it's such a base part of the real MC part of hip-hop. So, you know what I'm saying, that I love the poetry stuff. And being part of the cultural conscious community, definitely, just feel all the positivity, the energy, the creativity, the kumba of everything. So, I love it. So y'all keep it up. Keep the poetry going. Keep the energy going. Keep the open mics going. This takes the stress off of my day. So I'm cool.
Poetry, rap, music, singing, hip-hop, everything. This is what we do, Poetry After Six. I just wanted to let you know this is how we do it. Yeah.
Warning, primary shields are failing.
Desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. Racism and greed will keep the people in need from getting what's right for theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Because paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupon paper bills. And now the U.S. Mint on paper prints millions every day, and use the eagle for their symbol, because it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words, "In God we trust." But the dollar bill is the only God, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now a new it means an endless amount stolen over the years. And coexist means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. are Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid state. Tell the date they began to exist when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art. For 33 and a third is how the mason can go without falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last part of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fooled the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Tesar means the treasury where they store the gold they stole, and Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then Sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurl. Now red for the color of the Indian man, white for the devils who stole the land, blues for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongue. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the lands of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many. Dying in that
sons of creep, that's a trip. A broken man with tattered rags, a one-way ticket up the creek without his bags. A color was his name, a chain was his claim, but the game was a 400-year reign. The tooth that fought, lift that bail, three-fifths of a human being with the country for a jail. He was sold to his master for the high bidder. Three cows, two horses, and a healthy nigger. Bred like a thoroughbred with burnt face, lost in space, born to lose the race of race. A hood ornament in a vehicle called hate, doomed to dilapidate in the great United States. The land of the free and the home of the Indian brave, and a plantation for a 20th century slave.
The blood, all that blood, so much blood. How can we forget a seat in the audience of the Grammy Awards? How can we forget a news anchor down telling respectable lies? How can we forget your hopes wrapped around some depraved manner? We arrive. The new rhythm is raging, so are they. The new rhythm is demanding, so are they. The shuffle and the smile and the glint and glimmer of the Western sun. Very private and secret war dances as he sneaks in on the wind. A charming addiction, seeking warmth and sanctuary. His presence precedes him. The perversion is so unique, the love so warm, so kind. She gets into the rhythm. I suffocate my rage. I wash my anger in the light of the moon. I have to believe that things will get better in this darkness of over-exaggerated grunts and moans. The children leave the circle, eyes rolling back in their heads. Their truth in a coma, bedside vigils and J. McShann. Yes, the creativity is still there. Somebody has to do this for humanity. Moving right along, retake the bombings, retake the lynchings, retake the rapes, and we smile, and we sing, and we dance, and we love through all the reefer smoke, through all the slow jams and hot numbers and dream books and poor black women dancing with their welfare checks and subsidized dreams and empty cognac bottles pretending to be romance and warm hugs and tears on the verge of denying the children their future for a chance to experience and enjoy the true meaning of just one loving kiss.
From the African kings and queens to a drug kingpin on the streets of Harlem's Queens to end a monarch's reign, a stop forgotten game. What's plain is that a chain is still a chain, like the chains of a child in school learning how British rule and how the brother they lost the Jew. Like the chains of the cops undercover faking the war on drugs, just really a war on soul, brothers doing the lifetime bid on a planet called Earth, where the head is dead last and the ass is first. Is the very same ass that took us on this trip that turned us into an ass, now ass is whipped. From Malcolm the King the mark, there's plenty ass whipping. You threw this fool of one out of many. They say death is the only freedom that will prevail. Bang, bang, another nigga is going to jail.
Bench warrants, snatch away the freedom of hands on bars. Hoping the criminal justice system won't flea bargain away your imagination while speaking is dead tongues and handcuffed to the mercy of dollar signs and the hollow words of get out of the car, you're under arrest. Take that word and warrior, take that word crazy and make it poet. Take that word suicidal and make it live in some kind and loving expression for those who cannot raise their heads above the shrieks and shrills of the sirens and automatic weapons. We owe no explanations, we owe no apologies. Ours has been a struggle of gun battles and bullets whizzing past our sensitivity and arrogance, all mixed up in drugs and bottles, climb all of your clouds and vapors, climb.
I Could But Forget by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, read for LibriVox.org by Titus E. Garnett. If I could but forget the fullness of those first sweet days when you burst sunlight through the haze of unacquaintance on my sight and made that wrecked gray day seem bright, while clouds themselves grew fair to see, and since no day is gray or wet, but all the scenes come back to me. If I could but forget. If I could but forget how your dusk eyes looked into mine, and how I thrilled as with strong wine beneath your touch, while sped amain the quickened stream through every vein, how near my breath failed to grasp, for when the space our fingers met in one electric, vibrant clasp. If I could but forget. If I could but forget the month of passion and of pain and all that followed in their train, rebellious thoughts that would arise, rebellious tears that dim mine eyes, the prayer that I might set love afire, aflame within your bosom yet, the death at last of that desire. If I could but forget. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Maybe all of you do not know that Paul Lawrence Dunbar, not only did he write poetry having to do with the Southern dialect, but he, being a Midwesterner, he also wrote some with Midwestern accent, and of course some poetry with no accent at all. And we, in this presentation, are going to do one of each of those. This first one is called Deacon Jones' Grievance. I've been watching them, Parson, and I'm sorry for to say that my mind is not contented with the loose and careless way that the young folks treat the music. Tain't the proper sort of choir, and I don't believe in Christians are singing hymns for hire. But I never would have murmured, and the matter might have gone if it wasn't for the antics I've seen them carry on. So I thought it was my duty for to come to ask you if you wouldn't sort of gently take them singing folks to task. First, the music they've been singing will disgrace us mighty soon. It's a cross between an opera and an old cotillion tune, with its dashes and its quavers and its highfalutin song. Why, it sets my head a-swimming when I'm coming down the aisle. Now, it might be almost decent if it wasn't for the way that they get up there and sing it. Hum, dum, diddle, loud and gay. Why, it shames the name of sacred in its brazen worldliness. And they've even got Old Hundred in a bold, newfangled dress. You'll excuse me, Parson, if I seem a little sore, but I've sung the songs of Israel for 60 years and more, and it sort of hurts my feelings for to see them put away for these harum-scarum ditties that is capturing the day. There's another happening, and I'll mention it while I'm here, just to show at my objections, all is offered sound and clear. It was one day they were singing and was doing well enough, singing good as people could sing such an awful mess of stuff, when the choir gave a holler and the organ gave a groan, and they left one weak-voiced fella singing there all alone. But he stuck right to the music, though it was trying as could be. And when I tried to help him, well, the whole church scowled at me. They say that's so low singing. Well, I pray the Lord that I growed up when folks were willing to sing hymns so high. Why, we never had such doings in the good old Bethel days, when the folks was all contented with the simple songs of praise. Now, I may have spoke too open, but was hard to keep still. And I hope you tell them singers that I bear them no ill will, and that I all might get the glory is my wish and my desire. But they'll need some extra training before they join the heavenly choir. Prometheus stole from heaven the sacred fire and swept to earth with it o'er land and sea. He lit the vestal flames of poesy, content for this to brave celestial ire. Wroth were the gods with eternal hate, pursued the fearless one who ravished heaven, that earth might hold and feed the perfect heaven, to lift men's souls above their low estate. But judge you now when poets wield their pen. Think not well the wrong has been repaired. 'Twas all in vain that ill Prometheus fared. The fire has been returned to heaven again. We have no singers like the ones whose note gave challenge to the noblest warbler's song. We have no voice so mellow, sweet, and strong as that which broke from Shelley's golden throat. The measure of our songs is our desires. We tinkle where old poets used to storm. We lack their substance, though we keep their form. We strum our banjo strings and call them lyres. I might say as a personal thing, this particular one is one that I remember from a young boy hearing every Sunday that we had a musical. We always had somebody who was considered one of the ladies of the church who was really into elocution. And this one I remember hearing along with Lies, Lies. You remember that one? Some of you know that one. Along when I was no more than about 12 years old. Go away and quit that noise, Miss Lucy. Put that music book away. What's the use of keep on trying if you practice till you're gray? You can't start no notes of flying like the ones that rants and rings from the kitchen to the big wood when Melinda sings. You ain't got the natural organs for to make the sound come right. You ain't got the turns and twists for to make it sweet and light. Tell you one thing now, Miss Lucy, and I'm telling you for true. When it comes to rare rock singing, tain't no easy thing to do. Easy enough for folks to holler looking at the lines and dots when there ain't no one can sense it and the tune comes in and spots. But for real melodious music that just strikes your heart and clings, just you stand and listen with me when Melinda sings. Ain't you never heard Melinda, bless your soul, take up the cross? Look at her, honey, ain't you joking, honey? Well, you don't know what you lost. You ought to hear that gal a-wobbling, robbing locks and all them things, hash their mouths and hide their faces when Melinda sings. Fiddling man just stops his fiddle, lays his fiddle on the shelf. Mockingbird quit trying to whistle because he just so shame himself. Folks are playing on the banjo, draps their fingers on the string. Bless your soul, forgets to move them when Melinda sings. She just spreads her mouth and hollers, come to Jesus. Till you hear sinners trembling, steps and voices timid like a drawing near. Then she turns to Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Simply to the cross she clings. And you find your tears a-dropping when Melinda sings. Who that says that humble praises with the master never count? Hush your mouth, I hear that music as it rises up in mounts, floating on the hills and valley, way above this burying sod, as it makes its way to glory to the very gates of God. Oh, it's sweeter than the music of an educated band. And it's dearer than the battle songs of triumph in the land. And it seems holier than evening when the solemn church bells ring as I sit and calmly listen while Melinda sings. Towser! Stop that barking. Hear me? Man, they make that child keep still. Don't you hear the echoes calling from the valley to the hill? Let me listen. I can hear it through the brush of angels' wings, soft and sweet, sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home, as Melindy sings.
Nigga, fuck that gin and juice. I'm fucking with Henny. Just pour me the Henny. Dark shit. They wanna know who's my role model in the brown bottle. Hennessy. They wanna know who's my role model in the brown bottle. Facing life or death, I was a thug. Ever since my mama gave me breath, these motherfuckers wanna see me die. So who am I to try to warn them? I'm fucking wrong, I'ma make it fly. Hey, remember me? Damn that Hennessy, the nigga you don't wanna see. Let me proceed. My definition of some thug shit. Y'all don't hear me? Now that it's poppin', ain't no love, bitch. I'm maintaining the game, and the gun is where I still kick it. I'm tryna hustle up a meal ticket. I'm still wicked in my ways. I hustle to my dying day. Ain't nothing wrong with getting paid. So make a blaze, 'cause we some motherfucking fools walking through the streets wearing shoes, breaking niggas, making moves. Even the cops can't stop us. My enemies flip when they see me drink. I'm sick of that. They wanna know who's my role model in the brown bottle. They wanna know who's my role model in the brown bottle.
Lights. The hand got me feeling right, I'm trying to keep swerving. She's so fine and she love Henny too. Got a couple of shots, she said I could do what I want to. Right. We in some champagne, oh. We off the hand rock. Alcohol is back at the liquor store 'cause we can't stop. And won't stop all night long to the break of dawn. Getting it on.
And it's late in Washington, and I'm glad it's back.
friends. I need a homie that know me when all these motherfucking cops be on me. I got problems, ain't nobody calling back. Now what the fuck is happening with my ballin' cat? Remember me, I'm your homie that was down the brawl, sippin' Hennessy, hangin' with the clowns and all. We used to do was drink, brew, screw, and come anew. We had bitches by the dozens. We fucking cousins, you can throw your middle finger if you feel me low. A nigga just got paid and we still was broke. It took time, but finally the cash was mine. All of the rewards of a hustler stuck in the grind. Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes. Just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pay. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all. I'm a hopeless thug, ain't no love. Reminiscing on how close we was way back in the day, before they put the crack in the way. Hey, how much money can you stack in the deck? It's getting rough, collect calls for my niggas in cups. I recollect we used to ball, now just living's enough. I stand tall in the winter, summer, spring, and fall. Thug for life, sprawled all across the wall. And all about my dollars, make me wanna holler. Drop an album, sell a million, give a fuck about tomorrow. I know it's getting crazy at the dark, these marks keep on up in the public, ain't no fear in my heart. What's going on in the ghetto, still struggling, strive. I still roll with the heater, smoking chocolate top. In 94, I'll be going solo. Too many problems of my own, so I'm rolling dolo. Fuck all y'all. That's right. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. I went from rags to riches, quick to socializing with the baddest bitches. Went from a bucket to a rag with switches. I'm seeing death around the corner. I'm bumping Doria, doing 90 cause I wanna. I'm getting high like I said it was some chocolate time. And since I'm Indonesia, watch me fry. And even though I know the cop behind me, hit the weed enough, I continue doing 90. Will I get caught? Another ticket, get the kick it in court. Fuck the law, give a shit, I'm even worse than before. I know they wanna see a nigga buried, but I ain't worried, still throwing these things. Got me locked in these chains, and hey nigga, what the fuck is you wailing about? Soon as I hit the sale, I'll be bailing out. And when I hit the streets, I'm in the rush to ball. I'm screaming thug life, nigga, fuck y'all.
Fuck all y'all. the blend into perfection. Love is blended in connection with old fashioned remedies and recipes of love.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just no matter what the taste of messy, I'll be sipping on every jar of the main ingredient. Taste it. Taste it.
Can't be real. I think I'm gonna chill right here. so complicated. The way that I feel about you, I wanna be.
Hello?